Well, folks, this is Carl Valeri with the Stuck Mike Avcast reporting for Sun and Fun Radio. I'm out here in the home built section looking at this incredibly sleek design, beautiful paint job, and it just looks fast sitting here. It's called the Saver. And Chris Christensen is the person that actually designed this, and we're going to speak with him a little bit. Hi, Chris, and just tell us a little bit about this airplane.
Well, this is a one-off airplane, and it's just kind of a sleek take on a high wing. Just kind of a cleaned-up Cessna, if you will, I guess. It took about 15 months to build this airplane, and it's got a chromoly cage, fiberglass shells, aluminum wing. It's powered by 0320, 160 horsepower, tandem seating, and that's all I can
think. Everything looks gorgeous in this, brand new. Are those leather seats that you have in there? Is that what they are?
I think it's just vinyl. I'm not sure if it's leather or not.
And now, who's the designer of this?
It's me.
Oh, it's you. Yeah. So you've had experience?
Yeah, I've designed a couple and built. This is my third experimental. I've built four ultralights before the experimentals and just kind of kept working my way up.
Yeah. Now, it's kind of got that Cirrus-y look to it. It's got a sleek design, especially, I guess the cowling is what made me feel like it was a Cirrus when I first looked at it. I'm sure some other folks will tell you that. It looks like it goes fast, does it?
It does good. It does 165 mile an hour at 2,400 RPM. It'll run just under 200 flat out. Trees out at 197. And it'll climb about 2,000 feet a minute light. You know, gross weight, it'll climb still 1,000 feet a minute.
How about the handling characteristics? I see you have a bit of a Hershey bar design wing and some really big, strong gear.
Yeah, it does great without any dihedral. You know, I left the wing flat, so I would still get a sporty feel, even with a Hershey bar wing. And being a high wing, they tend to be more stable, so I wanted more of a fighter feel. So I left dihedral out, so it's just completely flat wing. And full differential ailerons, electric flaps.
Now you said that fighter feel. Does it actually feel like that when you're flying?
It does. It has neutral stability. So if you put it in a bank or you put it wherever you want, pitch up, pitch down, it will stay there until you bring it back. So it's a neutrally stable airplane.
Now also, I noticed inside you have some instruments here that... This looks like a manufactured aircraft. I tell you, this panel I'm looking at is just amazing. What you did the design on that panel, and what type of instruments are in there?
Basically, it's just all steam gauges. It's a pretty cheap panel, but I just tried to give it that wraparound feel, kind of make it more, more like an experience rather than just a cold cockpit. It kind of wraps around you and almost like you're wearing it a little bit.
Yeah. Now, I see this tandem design. As far as someone getting in the back, is it fairly easy for them?
It's not the easiest. I would compare it to a Super Cub or something. The interior dimensions are the same as the Super Cub.
Yeah.
But the front seat folds back, and so you can climb over the front and into the back. And once you're in there, I have 36 inches of basically shoulder room with the tandem, so it's wide for what it is.
That sure is. That's definitely comfortable. It also it seems like you have a bit of headroom in here.
It's okay. You have a lot less, you know, because of the no struts. With the cantilevered wing, you know, you're kind of sitting right under the main spar. But I do have the seat jacked up, you know, for me because I'm a smaller guy. So you could get quite a bit more out of it, too.
How about over-the-nose visibility?
Over-the-nose is great, especially when you drop the flaps. You know, it really pitches over nice, and that's what I love about it. Coming into land is just, you know, the world opens up to you.
Now, something else I noticed is a high-wing aircraft, and on the one side, the door is wide open, and it's got quite a few windows on it. How about on this other side here? What do we have here? It's like you could just look right outside.
Yeah, the visibility is good. That's kind of what I wanted. A lot of people just have a window and, you know, a door most of the way down, and I wanted to be able to see everything, basically. No struts, high-wing, you might as well take advantage of that, you know?
Oh, sure. Now, for it has good visibility is a bit of an understatement here. This has from floor to ceiling window on the right side of the aircraft. And you could definitely do some serious photography with this and point straight down.
Yeah, you can. And for the summer when it gets hot, we just take the door off. And it'll still do 165 with the door off. And most of the air just bypasses it. It's beautiful in the summer to fly with the door off.
Now, do you have any concerns as far as that coming open in flight? Or
no, it's got over center locks on the bottom, so.
Okay, because we have more like the gull wing type of doors on this device. And it's also, it has a stick in the middle, and it has a, you said the 0320?
0320, 160 horsepower, yeah.
Okay, and it goes that quickly. The other thing I was going to ask you, as far as the controls are concerned, I'm just looking at the tail of the aircraft. There's no issues, I guess, of losing anything in the ground effect. This thing is pretty darn high off the ground.
Yeah, this does good. You have good control authority. Even with full flaps dropped, you don't get any elevator wash or nothing like that. It's got tons of control authority, way more than what it needs.
Now, how did you come up with, I see, Savor the Experience. How did you come up with that name?
Just the whole building process, I guess. I like building them, I think, as much as I like flying them, and it was just kind of to savor the whole thing. You know, getting to build something, getting to fly it, getting to come to these shows is just kind of fun, I think, so.
Yeah, that seems to be a common theme. People love to build, and they love to come to these shows. Now, when you were building this, did you also have another aircraft that you could fly?
I didn't. I didn't have anything while I was building this one. I usually keep an ultralight or two around just so I can go buzz around, but this one I just had to work.
How long did this take you?
This took 15 months. I did it in 15 months.
So. And working on it every day?
Yeah, you had to touch it every day to get it done that fast, yeah.
Wow, that's terrific. How about the cost of something like this, and is it available for other folks to buy?
I don't know. Cost is, you know, being a one-off and stuff. I don't have as much in it as people think I do, but right now it's not available, I guess, unless someone comes up with the right amount of money.
Right, and that's an option, hopefully, at some point.
Absolutely.
I really like it. I mean, I love the design. I love to take pictures outside the aircraft, and this would be a perfect airplane for doing that.
Yeah.
Because with the high wing and looking, you could look basically straight down, you could almost look.
Just about, yep. Yep.
That is just terrific. Anything else about the aircraft you want to share with us, with our listeners thinking about also doing home builds? Do you have any advice for somebody, say, like myself, that's looking at doing it for the first time?
I would just say jump into it, and then if you get stuck on something, there's a ton of people to call or find out, and just keep going.
Now, did you have someone help you with this at all?
No, this was pretty much everything I did. Of course, the molds, pulling molds and stuff like that, where you need another set of hands, you know, to move just the sheer size of the molds and stuff. I had help with that, but as far as everything else, I did all the layups, all the painting, all the welding, pretty much everything.
I'd have to say the paint job is pretty impressive. You did a great job on that. And Savor the Experience. You just come out and take a look at it. It's right out here at the home build corner. Now, one thing I'll ask you is a little bit about your favorite part about the Sun and Fun Air Show. Have you been able to get around, first of all, and what do you like the most about coming out here?
I think I like it that it's warmer than South Carolina. South Carolina's warm, but being from Arizona, I miss the sun dearly.
Oh, yeah.
So this has been perfect for me.
Well, we get the sun, but we also get quite a bit of rain here too. And this year, though, it's turned out to be beautiful. Last year, we had a big storm last year, and I'm just happy that this has happened here. And I really do appreciate your taking the time. And is there any way they can get in touch with you, or just come out here and take a look at the airplane?
Just come and take a look, and I think my email address is in some of the magazines or something if they want to email me. But
okay, terrific. Well, and that'll be in like the in the. Online, they can look at sunandfun.org.
Yeah, if you just Google Savor Aircraft, something will come up.
Savor Aircraft, great. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time. This is a terrific design. It's nice and sleek. It's really a really good-looking, gorgeous design. The multicolored seats, the leather-looking multicolored, and the multicolored aircraft, the black, the silver with the white, just blends perfectly. And I appreciate you taking the time
Thank
to
you.
Talk.
I appreciate it.
And this is Carl Valeri with Sun and Fun Radio reporting out here on the home built corner. And if you get a chance, just walk right outside. You'll see the Savor the Experience to the right as you come through the gate. It's the really gorgeous looking white with silver and black.